I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
So what are the societal and individual level things that we can be doing to prevent us even getting these chronic diseases? Like the simple things.
I'll tell you the simplest thing that we can do. First, we should think about having an invisible fence around us. Right? Like a little force field. And we should filter things before they make it to the temple. Because either we can filter things for the temple or we can let the temple be the filter. So you can drink tap water. And if you drink tap water, your body will filter out the fluoride, the chlorine, the microplastics, the pharmaceuticals. Or you can filter your water before you drink it. Right? And take one toxic load off your body. So what I would say is probably five things that I would commit to doing on a regular basis. Number one is upon waking, I would drink a mineralized water. I would take 10 ounces of water and I would add either a Celtic sea salt or a Baja gold salt to my water. The reason for that is that most of us are deficient in some or several of the trace minerals in our body. The boring ones, boron, manganese, molybdenum, selenium, and stir it up and just whack it back. And the second thing I would do is—
You're not talking about table salt here.
No, not sodium chloride. No, I'm talking about Baja gold sea salt. That's probably the best salt that you can put in the human body because it has all 91 trace minerals. It's tested down to 250 parts per billion from microplastics and glyphosates. Only about 75% of that sodium crystal is actually sodium. The rest of them is all of these trace minerals. You can get very close to that with Celtic salt. Right? And if you can't get Celtic salt, then you could move to a pink Himalayan sea salt. The problem with pink Himalayan sea salt recently is that a lot of it has heavy metals because it's coming out of China. So I would say the best salt is Baja gold. A great salt is Celtic salt. And a decent salt is pink Himalayan sea salt. Forget table salt. I would just get that permanently out of your life.
Okay, so number one, I have my Baja.
Mineralize. And then number two, I would take a DHEA, EPA fish oil supplement or a fatty acid supplement with DHEA or EPA oil. An MCT oil, I would take a fatty acid oil in the morning.
An omega supplement.
An omega-3. Okay. Supplement. And then I would develop a morning routine that included the basics from Mother Nature: sunlight, grounding, breath work, cold shower.
Okay, so I want to zoom in here on grounding.
Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of grounding.
My girlfriend grounds. And again, listen, my girlfriend's much smarter than I am, it transpires, because everything she says, I think I said this to you last time, everything she says to me, eventually I sit here with like a neuroscientist a year later and turns out she was absolutely right. And I thought she was a little bit cuckoo for thinking that getting outside in the morning and putting her feet on the ground were at all beneficial. But I've been told time and time again it is. What is grounding and why does it help?
So we get three things from Mother Nature, right? We get magnetism from the earth, we get oxygen from the air, we get light from the sun. The further we get away from those things, the sicker we become.
Really?
Yes, so absolutely.
The magnetism piece, it sounds like a spiritual cuckoo stuff.
I mean, probably 10,000 years ago, they probably thought the same thing about gravity, you know? But the earth has a low Gauss current. Right? I mean, we were meant to spend 85% of our time outside. We spend 97% of our time indoors now. The truth is most of us are not getting enough sun. We're not getting too much sun. We're not getting enough sun. And, you know, because of the way we eat and seed oils and everything that are oxidizing in our skin, our cancer rates are exploding, but not because of our sun exposure. It's because of our diet. And we can talk about that later. But when you touch the surface of the earth, when bare feet touch bare soil, grass, sand, we discharge into the earth. And by that, I mean, you actually change the polarity in the body. And this is measurable. In fact, if you want to do a little experiment, find somebody that has a microscope, a basic microscope, and get a slide and just take a prick your finger and take a drop of your blood and put it on that slide, smear it around and look at it under the microscope. I think I have a video of this on my Instagram. And what you'll see when you look at your blood in real time is you'll see most of your red blood cells are stuck together and clumped up. not clotted, but they're attracted to each other. Because when cells have the same charge, they repel. When they repel, it increases the amount of surface area that that cell has to contact the outside environment. So now it can exchange waste, it can eliminate waste, detoxify, repair, can regenerate. So imagine that you have bloodstream full of red blood cells and they start to get opposite charges. So they attract. And when they attract, they touch. And everywhere that they touch, that cell loses surface area to exchange with the outside environment. When you touch the surface of the earth for a few minutes, you will repolarize those. Prick your finger 10 minutes after you come inside, put it back on that same slide, look at your blood. It's going to look like eggs slithering around in a bowl of oil. They will bump into each other and they'll be sliding around, but they will not be clumped together and stuck.
So what's going on then? It must be what, coming through my feet? The charge coming through my feet?
Yeah, so you're actually discharging into the earth. You know, you're exchanging ions. It's a low Gauss current. So like a magnet, you're exchanging ions with the earth and you're discharging, you're grounding.
What if I live on the ground floor? Do I still have to go outside?
Yes, so you got to touch bare dirt, soil, grass, sand.
Why can't I, if I live on the ground floor, why doesn't the floor in the lower floor of the house?
Because that insulates you from the earth's magnetic field. It's usually steel, concrete, wood. There's other barriers, tile, asphalt. There are things that actually prevent you from actually contacting the surface of the earth. You know, there are grounding mattresses that you plug into the ground wire. And then that ground wire, if you look at how, you know, the grounding a circuit occurs, at some point is running directly into the ground. There will be a pole in the ground that is connected usually by copper to that wire and connected to your outlet to ground that outlet.
Can't I just get some kind of mat that has the same charge?
Yes, you could get a PEMF mat. But again, you know, one of the things I get a lot of flack of is saying that you have to buy all of this expensive equipment. So there's two ways to do it. You can buy a pulse electromagnetic field mat, a PEMF mat. I have one. They cost about $5,000. So if you got $5,000 lying around, it's one of the best investments you can make. You put it in your bed, you go to sleep on it, you run a low Gauss current at night, it will help get you into a deep sleep. You'll wake up alkaline every morning. It will push the electrosmog right out of your body, because PEMF gets rid of electrosmog, 5G, Wi-Fi.
When you say you'll wake up alkaline every morning?
So when you change the pH of the blood is a pretty narrow range. It's about 0.5 of a point, it's about half a point. And it's a complete fallacy that you can change the pH of the blood by drinking alkaline water. Alkaline water will not actually change the pH of your blood. If you want to change the pH of your blood, amongst other things, you apply a low Gauss current. pH stands for potential hydrogen. It's a charge. And so by running a low Gauss current through the body or touching the surface of the earth, you actually can move the pH of the blood slightly.
And that does?
An alkaline state is a disease-free state. The more acidic we get, the sicker we become. And so if we want to move the pH of the blood slightly, if we want to wake up alkaline, if we want to run a low Gauss current through our body, we can either touch the surface of the earth or buy a PEMF mat.
So they've done tests where someone lays on a PEMF mat for a certain amount of time. They then do a blood test and they find that their blood is more alkaline.
Yes. Yes, and that separation of blood cells, you can see instantly getting off of a PEMF mat. Again, I've got videos of me doing this to my production manager on, in my house, breaking his finger, putting it on a slide, putting on the PEMF and actually looking at it afterwards. The second thing I would do is I would learn to do breath work. I use something called a Hypermax, which is based on Dr. Van Arden and Dr. Otto Warburg's Nobel Prize winning work, and that is it's called multi-step oxygen therapy, where you actually take an oxygen concentrator, you fill up a bag full of 900 liters of 95% O2, and you actually just breathe that 95% O2 for 10 to 12 minutes while you're active on a treadmill. But if you don't want to have an EWOT, exercise with oxygen therapy machine, you can learn to do breath work, engage the auxiliary muscles of respiration, get oxygen down into the lobes of your lungs and out of the apex of your lungs. One of the articles that I quoted that turned out not to be a study, and I still can't find the reference for it, was that after age 35, 90% of people will never sprint again. And again, I haven't been able to find if that came from a clinical study or if it was an article, but whether or not that's true, the vast majority of people stop engaging their auxiliary muscles of respiration. you know, really exercising our diaphragm, using the intercostal muscles between our ribs, pushing air down into lobes of our body. And as our posture collapses and our CO2 rises, you know, if you think about the expired air in your body from the tip of your nose and the tip of your mouth all the way down your esophagus, out your bronchioles, into the farthest reaches of your lungs, that's all expired air. Until you get the oxygen all the way down and out to the edges of the lung, you're not getting oxygen into the bloodstream. So as we age and our posture collapses, our respiratory rate gets more and more shallow. We're essentially hyperventilating carbon dioxide, right? And which is accelerating aging. I mean, aging is, the presence of oxygen is the absence of disease. And so by just learning how to do breath work, so one, I would ground. Two, I would learn to do breath work. I do a Wim Hof style of breath work. I do 3 rounds of 30 breaths with an extended breath hold every single morning. It is the one thing that I never, ever, ever, ever miss.
Why?
Ever. Because I make little promises to myself and I try to keep them. And I find that I lose confidence in myself when I consistently break really small promises to myself. And I think a lot of people do this. And our bodies crave consistency. And so
you lose confidence in yourself.
You say, you know, I'm going to go to bed at, you know, 10:30 tonight, and you go to bed at 1 a.m., you know, and then you say, I'm going to work out and first thing in the morning, and you actually don't work out. Or you get up in the morning, you say, I listened to that podcast, I'm going to do what Gary said, I'm going to ground and get some sunlight, and I'm going to do some breath work, and then you actually don't do it. So the little internal promises that you make to yourself, and I feel like a lot of people break these little promises to themselves. They're not making them to their spouse or to their kids or to their partners, or, you know, they're not the big promises that everybody knows about. And I think it nibbles away at our self-confidence and our own ability to trust ourselves. And so I have a morning routine. I'm very consistent with it. But the one thing that is portable for me is the ability to get outside and ground and do breath work. And I never, ever, ever miss. I can't even tell you how many years I've gone without missing a single morning of breath work. The other thing that it does for me, because, you know, human beings crave consistency. So if within 30 minutes of waking every day, no matter what time zone you're in, you're doing 3 rounds of 30 breaths, your body begins to zero in on that and it begins to understand that that's the morning. This is go time. And so simple to do. You know, when I'm here, I wake up, I might be at a different time because I'm usually on the East Coast, so I wake up earlier here, but I go, I open the door, I go out on the balcony, I sit on the chair, it's nice and cool outside, I face the sun, and I do 3 rounds of 30 breaths every single day.